friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Dr. Charles Stanley, age 90, heads to heaven, leaving behind an incredible legacy of faith. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Adam Staten. Dr. Charles Stanley, at age 90, died on April 18, 2023. Surrounded by family, the famed pastor and preacher took his last breath at home and headed for his eternal home in heaven. And what an incredible legacy of faith this man leaves behind. Born in Dry Fork, Virginia in 1932, Dr. Charles Stanley lived his life by a motto passed down from his grandfather: obey God and leave all the consequences to Him. As a young man, he faced trials that could have easily led him down an entirely different path. His mother remarried when Charles was a teenager, and his stepfather was an abusive alcoholic. However, God had already put a calling on Charles's heart. At the age of 12, Dr. Charles Stanley had given his heart to Jesus and felt led toward ministry. So his experience with violence at the hands of his stepfather fostered an obstinance Charles channeled into his faith. "You see, into my ministry, I brought the survival spirit," he explained. The prominent pastor went on to say, "You do or die. You do whatever is necessary to win. It doesn't make any difference what it is." That determination, paired with the wise counsel from his grandfather, helped Dr. Charles Stanley exhibit a fierce kind of faith that went on to inspire thousands. "Granddad told me, Charles, if God tells you to run your head through a brick wall, you head for the wall," he explained in his 2016 memoir. "And when you get there, God will make a hole for it." Not everyone appreciated Dr. Charles Stanley's obstinate faith. 2 years after he joined First Baptist Church Atlanta as an associate minister, the senior pastor resigned, and Charles stepped in, initially as a temporary replacement. Though Sunday service attendance swelled with Charles at the helm, the search committee voted against him when he applied to become the permanent replacement. "People wanted to get rid of me," he recalled. "They couldn't tell me why. They just said all I preached about was how to get saved, the coming of Jesus, and how to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I just laughed and thought, well, God, I hope that's true." In fact, one of the meetings got so heated, a church board member actually cursed at Dr. Charles Stanley. When Charles advised the member to watch his mouth, the angry man responded with, "No, you need to watch yourself," punching Dr. Charles Stanley in the face. Andy Stanley, age 13 at the time, witnessed the whole thing and proudly remembers his father, Dr. Charles Stanley, refusing to retaliate. "I saw my dad turn the other cheek," Andy later wrote about the event, "but he never turned tail and ran." For over 50 years, Dr. Charles Stanley led First Baptist Church Atlanta until stepping away in 2020. He also helped found In Touch Ministries, where he gained a global influence by preaching daily on the radio and television. His teachings brought encouragement and spiritual guidance to thousands. Not only does his legacy live on through his many published works of faith, but also through his own son, Andy Stanley, who is the senior pastor and founder of the North Point Community Church in Alpharetta, Georgia. Held in high regard with the likes of Billy Graham, Dr. Charles Stanley was certainly one of the most prominent spiritual leaders of our age. We'll forever remember him for his tenacity in following God's will and his devotion to prayer. News of his death on April 18, 2023, immediately prompted an outpouring of condolences and remembrance. The national religious broadcasters mourned Stanley's passing, with president and CEO of the organization, Troy Miller, saying, "Dr. Stanley leaves behind a lasting legacy as a torchbearer and trailblazer of gospel ministry and Christian broadcasting. We were blessed to have such a faithful servant of the Lord as a veteran NRB member and a faithful supporter and encourager of the work of NRB. Our condolences and prayers are with Dr. Stanley's family. Although we mourn his loss in this life, it is a joy to know that he is with his Lord and Savior." The pastor of Harvest Christian Fellowship, Greg Laurie, said of Dr. Charles Stanley, "He made his mark on this world for the gospel and his incredible teaching of God's word. I, like so many others, was blessed by hearing his messages on the radio and TV, and he was a trusted voice we have all been encouraged by. No doubt he has already heard Jesus say, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord.' Charles Stanley will be greatly missed." Thanks to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, we can find hope in our times of mourning. At age 90, Dr. Charles Stanley left behind his earthly body and stepped into the reward of an eternity in the Lord's house. And his legacy of obstinate faith will continue to inspire long after his passing.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Joanna Gaines' daughter reminds her what childlike faith looks like. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Adam State. A kid armed with a marker can be a dangerous thing. But when Joanna Gaines' daughter, Emmy, left a message for God on a bathroom vanity, the HGTV fixer-upper star saw something much bigger than a mess. In 2018, Joanna Gaines walked into her daughter's bathroom, who was 8 years old at the time, and saw something that would instantly stop any parent in their tracks. And what she took away from the discovery still holds true years later. Walked into Emmy's bathroom this morning, and my heart stopped for a second when I thought she had Sharpied all over her vanity, Joanna Gaines, Christian mother of five, wrote on Instagram. In purple marker, Joanna Gaines' daughter, Emmy, had written the message, "Hi God, what are you doing?" Turns out, Emmy used an erasable purple marker. However, most parents would have flipped before figuring that out, but not Joanna. She's clearly well-versed in the advice from James 1:19. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Joanna Gaines said, and I took a moment and really read what she wrote and thought, well, that isn't the worst thing to be permanent. Of course, Joanna's grace-filled reaction is about what you'd expect from this amazing mama. And as Joanna continued mulling over Emmy's message, she recognized it for the beautiful illustration of childlike faith it is. I stared at her question and loved the thought of it, and that's how she talks to God. May your faith always stay childlike, and may I remember what she seems to already know, that God is the most relational and the most kind and always near, she added. Nearly 1.5 million people responded to the photo on Instagram alone, but more so, it seems the photo made a powerful impression on all those who saw it. One user commented on the picture saying, "Thank you, Emmy, for the wonderful lesson to all of us. God is always at our shoulder, waiting for us." Another wrote, "What a great message for all of us in this day. You know she put a smile on God's face." Of course, Joanna's grace-filled reaction is pretty much just what you'd expect from this amazing mama. And actually, it's a beautiful glimpse of how God looks at each one of us. He looks past the messes we sometimes make in life. Where the world offers us rebuke, God simply smiles, just like Joanna did with her daughter Emmy, and loves us for who we are. Look for beauty in unexpected places today, and be sure to share this story with someone and ask them to do the same.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian prayer meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian prayer meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.